Now we're going to talk a little bit about our evolutionary history, and we might say, why would we want to study that in a physiology course? But really it's important we understand why we're like we are, and the reason we're like we are is because of our genes. So the important thing to realize is that life on Earth evolved only once, and it's been in existence for billions of years. 3.5 billion years ago, there were unicellular, simple, single-celled organisms called prokaryotes. Think something like a bacteria. They lacked a membrane around their DNA, and they had a stiff outer cell wall. Then about 1.8 to 2 billion years ago, single-celled eukaryotes evolved from the prokaryotes. And they had a nucleus which contained DNA, and it had a membrane around it. It was very similar to the cell membrane surrounding the cell, and it's thin and fluid, which is good. It allows gas exchange, and it also allowed things to move in and out of the cell using endo and exocytosis. Some 1 to 1.2 billion years ago, multicellular eukaryote organisms evolved, and this was great. It allowed a size increase, the cells could specialize. And this is really important part of this evolutionary process, was that the cells must be able to communicate with each other. They also needed a really good source of energy. One theory is called the endosymbiotic theory, and it says that a eukaryote organism engulfed a prokaryote, and that these actually evolved into mitochondria. Mitochondria are kind of unique organelles. They contain their own DNA, they're an unusual structure, and they can self-replicate. Cholesterol is also key to the process of development. You need it for a cell membrane, and we know that's one of our key concepts. And cell membranes are going to be really, really, really important for cell-to-cell communication. And cholesterol helps form lipid rafts, which are present in the cell membrane, which proteins are embedded in and anchored in, and they're how your cells are going to be able to communicate with each other. And then cholesterol is also used to make steroid hormones. 60 million years ago, primates evolved, and 6 million years ago, chimps branched off and they took a different evolutionary path from humans. 200,000 years ago, humans evolved pretty much into the sort of modern anatomy you see of humans today. And obviously, humans continue to evolve. So remember, evolution is occurring as organisms are trying to improve their odds for survival and reproduction. Everything in the environment is influencing the evolution of everything else. So bacteria, viruses, parasites, we have to evolve to find ways to adapt with them and to cope with them, and they also have to evolve in a similar way. So we ended up with the human genome, which is a sequence of about 3 billion base pairs that code for around about 25,000 genes, and the genes code for the proteins, and obviously proteins are key to organisms, to their functioning. They're one of our key concepts. Now, this isn't nearly enough genes to produce all the proteins needed for human life. We used to think that one gene equaled one protein, but suddenly it's clear that genes don't have discrete jobs at all. There wouldn't be nearly enough genes to produce all the proteins necessary for human life if each gene had only one job. So now we know that single genes have the capacity to produce many different proteins, and they do this by all sorts of complex processes. And in the fruit fly, they've actually found there's one gene, apparently, which can code for or produce almost 40,000 different proteins. So that's really, really important. Genes are key for developing structures, well, everything in the body, but in particular for developing structures. Think about the eyes, the limbs, the head. And those genes are actually the same genes which are present in unicellular organisms. We've got the same genes, but it's what we do with them that counts. That's what's different. So remember, evolution is a series of compromises. And to think about this, you could think about the anatomy of speech production. And this is going to involve your pharynx. And when we became humans, our faces changed shape. They became shortened and retracted. And they gave us a unique configuration with acoustic properties, a unique vocal tract. The catch is, though, in the pharynx region. In all other mammals, what they've got is they've really got their pharynx divided. It's like two separate tubes, an inner one for air and an outer one for food. And so they can't choke. But, of course, we can choke. So just remember, DNA is not your destiny, it's your history. DNA shapes your life, but exactly how will be dependent upon your genes you inherited from your parents, the environments, and the choices you make. So now we're going to go on and we're going to explore the role of genes in terms of health and diseases. And there's a new field developing called evolutionary medicine, where you apply evolutionary history to health and disease.